smoothly as it is with we have not heard of any complaints, from the local businesses down there, and we have an outreach open to receive complaints if there are any. And so for them to be operating in the area that they are, doing the job that they're doing, is tremendous what they're accomplishing down there. So anyway, from our standpoint of the committee, we're enjoying working with both the city and the contractor, and meeting and keeping track of what's going on, and of course reporting back to you with what we see, and it's all positive.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill, for your service, and to the committee as well. This is a long-term commitment. It can be pretty grinding, pardon the pun, and we really appreciate your willingness to stick with it.
Thank you. Well, I think we're down to the what we consider the hardcore group that are very interested in the project now, and so we have a very committed group now on the committee. So it's doing well. Thank you.
Is there anyone sign up to testify?
He was the only person.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? This is a report. I need a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Aye.
Adams. Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I just want to say good work, Commissioner Adams and Bureau of Environmental Services and our contractors. This is really outstanding and impressive, and on schedule, on budget, and serving our ratepayers well. Good job. Aye.
Potter.
I want to thank Commissioner Adams, particularly BES. Dean and Paul, you folks have done a tremendous job. It's probably one of the more difficult things that we are involved with right now, and I think you folks have done a superb job, as well as the contractor, and I appreciate the Citizens Committee oversight. That's been very helpful to keep an eye on things for us. So thank you both, and please convey that to your folks at BS. Vote aye. Please read item 1274.
Authorize city attorney to settle litigation brought by Portland General Electric.
Commissioner Stinn is absent today and has asked to have this set over till Thursday afternoon when he'll be in council. Do I hear any objections to holding this over till Thursday? Hearing none, it's moved. Please read item 1275.
Accept bid of Moore Evacuation, Inc. for the Conduit Trestle Vulnerability Reduction Project for $5,195,750.
Good morning, Mayor Potter, members of City Council. For the record, I'm Jeff Fair with the Bureau of Purchases, and before you is a recommendation to award a Portland Water Bureau contract to the Conduit Trestle Vulnerability Reduction Project to Moore Excavation Incorporated in the amount of $5,195,750. And I do want to highlight one aspect of this, as you probably had seen in my report, was that at the time this was filed, we had no participation with minority women and emerging small business subcontractors as part of the project. And since that time, we've been working and have had ongoing dialogue with Moore Excavation to look at other opportunities, because we know we've got approximately 8 months before the project begins. And at this point, they have awarded a subcontract to a women business enterprise for trucking. So that is a ongoing dialogue that we're having to look and looking for other opportunities to award subcontracts to minority women and emerging small businesses. So if we actually have representatives from Moore here and also from the Water Bureau, if you have any questions.
Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Okay. Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? Go ahead.
Question. So one minority contractor for $220,000?
No. We actually have one subcontract awarded since the filing of this report, which indicated zero participation, to a trucking firm, a women-owned business trucking firm.
Totaling $222,000.
No, I believe it's around $15,000. The 220.
I realize it's probably a pretty straightforward project in terms of opportunity. I mean, Moore Excavation sounds like they're probably able to do most of the work themselves. But
What we found in our compliance work with them is that they had indicated to some degree they were going to be doing a lot of self-performance of the different divisions of work we had identified for subcontract opportunities. And with that, we went back and asked them to look to see if they could not self-perform but actually subcontract that work out, which is one of the trucking contracts. We have also lent out or let out, they had let out a subcontract request for landscape services as an example too. So I think it's indicative of the other large...
Still some other opportunities, perhaps, in the course of this contract.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks.
Other questions? Did we have a sign-up sheet?
I did not.
Does anyone here wish to testify to this matter? Okay. It's a report. I need a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
Please read item 1276.
Amend contract with CDA Consulting Group, Inc. for continued and increased services to support the Urban Area Security Initiative Homeland Security Grant Program.
Fulham staff, could you come forward?
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. I'm Carmen Merlo, the Director of the Office of Emergency Management. With me is Clay Moorhead, the Principal for CDA Consulting. Essentially, this resolution will extend the contract with CDA to complete the five-year period of performance.
Do the Commissioners have any questions? I think we're going to have to. Is anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
I did have a sign-up sheet, and no one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? Since it's an emergency vote, we'll have to wait till Commissioner Adams returns.
Well, let me just take this opportunity to congratulate the Pelham office, Carmen Merlo in particular, I think for...
Thank you, Commissioner.
...a very successful top-off exercise last
much.
Week. And
appreciate that.
I couldn't help but noting with... everything going on in fire-wise in Southern California, just how lucky we were that the top-off was last week as opposed to this week.
Absolutely.
And I want to convey my thanks to Pelham staff. You folks did a wonderful job of organizing it. And obviously the test is to sort of see what we do under pressure. And I think that you folks excelled. I was just so impressed with the first responders, first fire and police. They just did a masterful, and I use that word exactly, a masterful job at the scene. And I know they got a lot of accolades from the feds who were the observers in this. And so I'm very pleased. There's a lot we've learned from it, and we're going to apply it into the future.
Absolutely.
And I think that certainly the Disaster Policy Council played an important role. I want to thank those folks as well. So
thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Commissioner, very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
He's on his way back.
Okay. Thank you.
We can typically move ahead and come back and vote.
Yes. Why don't we go to item 1277? It's a second reading. Please call the vote.
Authorize application to Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board Restoration Grant Program in the amount of $150,000 for Stevens Creek Confluence Habitat Enforcement Project. Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 1278.
Do you want to do the vote on 1276?
Yes.
Okay. Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 1278.
Authorize the Director of the Bureau of Environmental Services to enter into intergovernmental agreements with the Portland Development Commission to provide professional, technical, and construction services for environmental and stormwater improvements within designated urban renewal districts.
Second reading, call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 1279.
Authorize contract with URS Corporation for the Portland Streetcar System Plan.
Commissioner Adams?
Patrick.
Morning, Mayor and Commissioners. What I can do is provide just a quick background on and then what URS is proposed to do.
Could you state your name?
My name is Patrick Sweeney, Senior Transit Planner with the City of Portland Office of Transportation. The background on the ordinance in front of you is in July of this year, PDOT went under formal RFP process for a streetcar system plan. Four bids were received. The proposals were reviewed. The review team for the proposals that I put together, I specifically wanted to have a broad representation of the agencies that we're going to be working with. So that five-member review panel, we had somebody from PDOT, somebody from Bureau of Planning, from PDC, from TriMet, and from Metro. Three consultant teams were interviewed in early September of this year, and the URS team was selected. URS will work with the city and with a citizen-led advisory committee and a technical committee to develop a streetcar system plan. City staff will be reporting back to the Planning Commission and City Council at interim times throughout the project to keep you updated on what the results of the project studies are. And actually, the first time to check back with you is on November 13th, is when there is a joint Planning Commission-City Council work session where Bureau of Planning is going to be presenting some information on the Portland plan, of which the streetcar system plan will be feeding information into that. So I'll be seeing you on November 13th. And then you have another scheduled feedback to the Planning Commission on December 11th. And then there'll be other times scheduled. The project end date is proposed to be June 2008, at which time we'll be back with a streetcar system plan for city adoption.
So the $300,000 is general transportation revenue? Or?
It is a combination of GTR funds and FTA grant.
FTA. Right. What's the breakdown, roughly?
The breakdown is it's a $200,000 FTA grant, and it's $300,000 and $303,000 GTR funds.
And the GTR funds, in part, were funded as part of a special appropriation that I asked for from council last budget and received.
It says here the total sum of the contract is $300,000. So is that just the GTR portion?
It's just the URS portion.
That's just the URS portion.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions?
Thanks.
Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Anybody else to speak, Commissioner?
No one signed up.
About packing the chamber, but
is there anybody here who wishes to testify to this matter? Emergency vote. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Well, this is in response to a number of policies. The citywide streetcar systems plan, for which we currently do not have one. The old regional rail plan is now going on 25, 30 years old. So we're doing this in partnership with TriMet and the Bureau of Planning as part of the overall Portland Planning Project. This is responsive to a number of important growing quality of life concerns. One, we need to provide more cheap alternatives for folks to get around. Americans are now spending more on transportation than they are on food on a monthly basis. This is responsive to peak oil, where the price per barrel of petroleum oil is now over $80, and it's responsive to the greenhouse gas goals that we've set for ourselves, and the fact that there's going to be 1 million people moving into our region, 300,000 here in the city of Portland, and it's my goal to try to find, to fit that 300,000 within a quarter mile of existing transit to protect the existing single-family homes. So we have a great oversight committee as part of this effort, and Patrick's doing you're doing a great job. Really appreciate it. And happy to have URS, which has been part of the city's consulting streetcar team, I think, since the inception of the modern streetcar back into the city of Portland. So glad that they're part of it. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please read item 1280.
Grant a revocable permit to Peace Memorial Park Foundation to landscape and maintain portions of the public right-of-way located at Northeast Oregon Street and Lloyd Boulevard to establish a peace memorial.
Commissioner Adams?
So Commissioner Saltzman has the Portland Parks Bureau, and Commissioner Leonard has the Hydro Parks and the Portland Office of Transportation. We are co-keepers with a lot of great people from the private sector in the Peace Memorial Park. And this provides a revocable permit to keep a good thing going.
So good morning. My name is Christine Leon, and I'm with the Portland Bureau of Transportation. I think that's what we are now. And essentially, as Commissioner Adams has said, that's what we are bringing forward is a landscape agreement for them to maintain the Peace Park, which they essentially established, and it just so happens to be located in the right-of-way. So a number of folks from the Peace Memorial Park Foundation are going to speak, in addition to Brad Perkins, who is the person responsible for this effort. So I'm going to turn it over to them. I'll be here if you have any questions.
Thank you. Brad? And Brad, who else do you want to have come up?
Brad Perkins, president of the Peace Memorial Park Foundation. Thank you for allowing us to have this ordinance come before you, and especially thank you, Commissioner Adams and Mayor Potter, for assisting us to this point. When the Holocaust Memorial was created in Portland's Washington Park 5 years ago, I felt we needed to do more to avoid wars and violent conflicts which create an environment to inflict crimes against humanity and get away with it. In today's wars, 90% of the casualties are innocent victims, with a majority being children. In World War I, there was 4% civilian casualties. Memorials of today and yesterday do not address this fact. Blame is directed towards the Germans of World War II, Holocaust, or the Middle Eastern terrorists of today. Yet, our American government has had its share of violent acts against American Indians, Filipinos, Japanese, Vietnamese, Cambodians, Panamanians, and now Iraqis. As a community, we need to do our part to avoid acts of violence. To create this memorial to peace is a small step in shifting away from a history of a war-dominated society. In Oregon, we are fortunately moving towards a non-military peace economy and prioritizing sustainability. Let us stop and think for a minute about sustainability community forum. Parks and streets belong to us all, and our public servants design, develop, and maintain them. All of us here as Veterans for Peace, Code Pink, and others feel delighted that we as citizens have the opportunity to design, develop, and maintain this once-neglected piece of land. It's a beautiful site overlooking Portland, situated between two bridges serving pedestrians, bicyclists, motorists, MACs, Amtrak, and freight trains. Within a few short years, for a permanent memorial to peace is installed, this site will become a destination point spawning hope for peace in a dynamic multimodal environment. The city of Portland could not ask for a more dedicated group as the Veterans for Peace of Portland to help maintain the Peace Memorial Park. Veterans for Peace Chapter 72, with whom I have recently become a member, adopted the landscape officially from the city over a year and a half ago. Since then, we have incorporated a subgroup, the Peace Memorial Park Foundation in Portland, Oregon, with a majority of its members affiliated with Veterans for Peace. The foundation's main responsibility, besides maintaining the park, is to raise funds and hold a design competition for the development of a permanent peace memorial with cooperation of the City of Portland. The Peace Memorial Park of Portland, Oregon, was envisioned as a permanent place for educating people so they can reflect upon the countless lives that have been lost due to wars and violent conflicts. Once the park is dedicated and a Peace Memorial monument is developed, we hope it will personalize the extreme losses and violent conflicts in the world that affects. The more we as citizens and leaders strive for truth and deal with respect towards other people, the greater our success to prevent war via strong diplomatic priorities. I want to end by a quote, not from an innocent civilian casualty of war, but a soldier harmed for life due to Bush's war and occupation. Daryl Anderson, a soldier with the U.S. Army 1st Armored Division, who served in Iraq, went AWOL for 2 years, and then turned himself in last October. He states, no matter what we're doing or what we're trying, it's inevitable that if you participate in an occupation, you will commit war crimes. From my experience in Iraq, I believe there is no way I could return to Iraq and follow orders without killing innocent people, committing war crimes, and eventually reaching the point where I'd commit massacres because enough of my friends have died. Thank you for this consideration to us. It's a very important first step in this community towards making this a permanent memorial to peace. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Brad, and thanks for all your leadership and hard work on this. Would either one of you like to say anything?
My name is Malcolm Chaddock. I'm a member of VFP 72 and a resident of Southeast Portland. I was fortunate enough to be one of the first people that Mr. Perkins informed about this project. And from the moment I heard about it, I knew that it was something that had to be done. This opportunity to keep this thing going is very greatly appreciated by me and others that I've spoken to. It's a focal point for us here in town to gather, to sit and reflect, and offers excellent, it's a good space for people to come and think about what's happening. And I just wanted to express my appreciation for allowing us to do this. Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
I'm Harvey Thurston, Commander U.S. Navy, retired, President, Veterans for Peace, Chapter 72, Vietnam vet, member of the Board of Directors, Peace Memorial Park. Basically, Mayor Potter, Council, I wish to express thanks for the support you've given to Peace Memorial Park over its existence, from being part of the dedication ceremony to some of you just earlier this month being present at the Peace Walk to speak. You know the park well. Thank you for your support. I support this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Is there a sign-up sheet?
Yes, we have two more speakers, Joe Walsh and Christy Murray.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, would you please state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
Sure. My name is Christy Murray, and I am also a board member of the Peace Memorial Park Foundation of Portland, Oregon. Mayor and commissioners, I just want to thank you very much for allowing us to have this space. It's really important, I think, for people to shift their focus away from thinking about war and as a way of securing our country and start thinking about peaceful solutions to things. So that's, I don't need my 3 minutes. I just wanted to come in and say thank you.
My name is Joe Walsh, and I also just came to say thanks. I've been here 7 times. I've only gotten the opportunity to say thanks once, and that's today. The Peace Memorial, it seems that peace should be the norm and war should be the exception. At the memorial, you get that feeling that peace is the norm and war is the exception. They're not opposites. They're not political footballs. It's just that we are out of sync. Think of it in those terms. Wouldn't it be great to use all the money that we are now spending on the norm being peace, the exception being war. It's the opposite today. War is the norm. Peace is the exception. And that is so sad as a human race. We can do better. You have done better. And I just came to say thank you very much for what you're doing with the Memorial Park. It's a great step. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have 2 more names. Grant Remington and Robert Goss.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record, and you each have 3 minutes.
My name is Grant Remington. I'm the president emeritus of Veterans for Peace Chapter 72. Part of our statement of purpose for Veterans for Peace is to seek justice for victims of war. You may notice that I wear this orange kerchief around my neck. That's in solidarity for the Agent Orange victims, the Vietnamese Agent Orange victims, who have brought suit against the chemical companies. And I think that by keeping the victims visible, we can then maybe bring some visibility to what war does. And that's the purpose of the Peace Memorial Park, is to remind people that war has victims and that they should be remembered and that we should think about how we can stop having those victims. And I would like to thank the council, Mr. Mayor, especially for your dedication when we did the dedication ceremony. It was great. We have it on DVD, by the way. And I talked to Commissioner Saltzman a couple of weeks ago at the Peace Walk put on by the Department of Peace, and he was very supportive of the idea of having the Peace Park there, and hopefully we'll get a garbage can. and the other thing is...
I haven't forgotten that.
Okay. The other thing is it's you can see it from satellite. It's kind of nice that when people zoom in down to the Rose Garden, there's a big peace symbol sitting there right in the middle of the city of Portland. So I would like to thank you again, and I'd like to thank all of the volunteers and the work of the Veterans Memorial Foundation for their hard work. And I'd also like to thank an anonymous donor who granted Veterans for Peace some money, which we then forwarded on to the Peace Park Foundation so they would have some starter funds so they could keep things going. So it's a great place. It's been used by more than just Veterans for Peace as a space where they can talk, have their meetings, marches, whatever. So it's a great deal. And also I'd like to thank Bob, because Bob has been one of our most staunch maintainers over there. And I'd like to thank all the volunteers that helped plant the thousands of plants that we've done there. Thank you very much.
Thank you. My name's Bob Goss. I'm a member of Veterans for Peace, Chapter 72 here in Portland. And I'd like to thank the City Council for considering this resolution. I think it's important to our group as well as the city. I think it would benefit both parties. It would allow us to it would add some weight to our independent fundraising efforts as we try to develop the park as a memorial to peace and to all the victims of war. We also would like to see it as a place where teachers in the school district could bring children and just educate the concept, educate the students toward the concept of peace. There's a lot of movies. There's a lot of media out there that revolves around how glorious war is, and we're just trying to add a little weight to the other side that peace could be glorious in its own right. The Veterans for Peace Chapter 72 and the Peace Park Memorial Foundation is very dedicated to maintaining and developing this site. In the last 2 years, we've had three planning parties where we've planted, like, I estimate about 6,000 annuals. We took the site from basically a patch of weeds to a fairly nice garden. We would like to continue in that effort. We have some visions on what we would like to do in terms of memorials or teaching aids at the site. And so it would be very important to us, you know, to be vested into the site. I know myself personally, you know, I've been down there, you know, May through October, about 2 or 3 hours every week, mowing the grass, raking it, picking up the trash after the homeless that sleep along the bank there above the railroad tracks. I've even gotten to know a few of those guys by name. So they tend to take care of things. We put a lot of time and a lot of effort and a couple thousand dollars into fertilizer, in all organic, by the way, you know, like fertilizers, gypsum, lime, you name it, corn gluten. You know, we've really enriched the soil quite a bit. So I think that it would benefit the city in that you could be assured that we would continue, our efforts over there. And it would be a nice site for POVA to bring tourists by. You know, there are not many municipalities in the country that have an actual site dedicated to the furtherance of peace. So, you would be assured that Veterans for Peace 72 would be able to take care of it in the future. So, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is anybody here who has not signed up who wish to address this issue? A non-emergency and moves to a second reading. Would any of the commissioners wish to make any statements? This basically means that we'll be hearing it next week. What time?
That'll be on the 9:30 regular agenda on the 31st.
Okay. I would certainly just like to voice my support for the Peace Memorial and for particularly the leadership of Veterans for Peace Chapter 72 and for Brad Perkins and for getting this going. I did have the pleasure of being there a couple weeks ago for the Peace March and had an interesting conversation with Grant, not only about the trash can, which we will get there, but I did ask him why they plant annuals and not perennials. It just seemed like an easier way to go. But his answer was very interesting because the annuals really provide the opportunity to get people together, to gather people together to tend to the garden, so it's a community building exercise as well. So I thought that was very interesting too. But appreciate all the work, and I'll definitely be pleased to support this next week. Thanks.
Other statements?
And I as well. I really appreciated, Brad, your remarks. They were clearly heartfelt. And although, as Sam pointed out, that we have Portland Parks and Water Bureau Hydro Parks, and this may be the smallest in terms of size of any of those. It certainly is one of the most significant places that we'll have in the city that symbolizes what most Portlanders stand for, and that's peace and community. So this is a great project, and I'm looking forward to coming and visiting all of you there and helping as well in the annual plantings.
And I want to thank Brad. I remember when you brought this project forward a few years ago, some people thought it was a pipe dream, but you obviously stuck with it. I want to thank the Veterans for Peace. You know, it's difficult to argue against a peace park, but what I think the peace park does is ask us the question, would you argue for peace and would you work for peace? Because I don't think peace just happens on its own. And I think that we have to work towards that. So who better to carry that argument forward than veterans who understand the consequences of war clearer than perhaps anybody else? I really want to thank you folks and Brad for what you folks have done. And also for Commissioner Adams. I'm proud of PDOT's Peace Park. And I think that I'd like to invite our citizens to go and visit it. It's very easy to find. It's right down by the Rose Garden. A lot of traffic goes by every day, and perhaps many people don't understand what's there. But if you look at an aerial view of Peace Park with the peace symbol, it's a very moving park. So thank you all. We'll be taking a final vote next week, but don't lose any sleep over that part. Thank you. Please read item 1281.
Amend contract with Friends of Burnside Coach, Inc. for additional work for the Burnside Transportation and Urban Design Project.
Commissioner Adams, did you wish to pull this back to your office?
Please.
Do I hear any objections, Commissioners?
No, I guess I just wanted to clarify that my understanding was this original contract was a sole source contract, and it looked to me from my reading of the contracting rules that it didn't fit our criteria for sole source contracts, which raised into question amending a sole source down the road. So your intent now is to make this a competitive contract. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Please read item 1282.
Accept a $200,000 grant from the United States Department of Energy to fund activities to further the market expansion of solar within the city.
Mr. Saltzman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This grant from the U.S. Department of Energy for the Solar America Initiative will allow us to expand the city's solar program, Solar Now, run by the Office of Sustainable Development. The Solar Now campaign is part of Sustainable Industries Clean Energy Initiatives, and the goal is to increase the market demand for solar energy systems throughout Portland and to lower the barriers to solar adoption. In June, Portland was selected by the U.S. Department of Energy to be a solar city, one of only 13 in the U.S. and the only one in the Pacific Northwest. So here to give us more information is Susan Anderson, the director of the Sustainable Development Office.
Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman. I was just thinking of connecting to our last speakers and how peace should be the norm. And I think over the past few years, through the work you all have done and many of the offices and throughout the community, I think sustainability is beginning to be the norm, and healthy environment, healthy people, healthy community, and that short-term thinking and pollution and wastefulness is beginning to be the exception. So I think there's a lot of connections between those two things. About a year ago, you gave me the opportunity to go ahead and pursue trying to get more commercial than residential solar systems installed in Portland. We hired some staff, we did some research, we began the project, and we called it Solar Now, and we set a goal of 100 PV photovoltaic or solar water heater systems throughout the city of Portland. We started our workshops in January. We held the first one. We thought 50 or 60 people might show up. 140 people showed up to the first one. We then held 10 more and have had 1,200 people coming to, there's really pent-up demand here, so coming to the workshops, learning about the technologies, learning about tax credits and incentives, and meeting contractors. So things are on the move. We held a kickoff, too much top off, you know, or whatever that was. We've held kind of a campaign party. We're running this a lot like a campaign, and we invited many of the influential business and community leaders and challenged them also to go solar, and the challenge has worked. So I don't know about you, but when I tend to set goals, I tend to make them very much stretch goals, and when we set the 100 system goal, I didn't really think we would meet it. So here it is now October. We've already got 109 systems installed. We're very excited, and we have 3 months more to go to the end of the year. So that's a 70% increase over last year before we started the marketing and education. We have some great partners with the Energy Trust, Portland General Electric, and many others, and they're very overjoyed about all of this. So with that in mind, we said we should expand this and be able to continue working on this. So we applied to the U.S. Department of Energy to get a grant to continue this work. And we had some pretty stiff competition from places that actually have sun, a whole lot more than Portland. And we managed to have a winning proposal and acquire the $200,000. So we know if we're going to succeed, our partnerships are central. We have great partnerships with the states, nonprofits, but most importantly with the trade groups and the unions in terms of getting actual work done. So we're working with other city bureaus, the department or the Bureau of Development Services, to streamline the permitting process. We're working with parks. We're helping them get $260,000 in grants for solar at the East Portland Community Center. The Water Bureau is investigating solar out at the well fields. And we have 12 other great sites at, through Facility Services, Parks, PDOT, Fire and Environmental Services that we're working on. So to wrap up, just a year ago, things weren't quite moving, but we've seen an incredible increase, kind of a traction, really, in the whole issue of solar. I think it goes along with the bicycling. These things are taking off, and people are seeing them, not just from an environmental point of view, but also from an economic development point of view. Since we started this project, more than 25 new solar contractors and installers have started working throughout the state, and 13 of those are located in Portland. Many of these are people who were plumbers and electricians who realized there was money to be made in this new kind of economy, and they've grown their businesses to include solar because of the opportunities in the market. So the Energy Trust, which is one of our partners, now has 70 trade allies in the solar program. And as you know, we've also have two solar manufacturers that are going to be in the Portland region, Solar World in Hillsborough, which expects to hire 1,000 people by 2009, and Solaix, which plans to have 100 jobs in Portland by the end of 2007. So what's up next? We are planning on 100 more systems by December of 2008. The way things are going, I'm pretty sure we'll meet that and probably be able to increase our goal. We're going to do an inventory of all city facilities to estimate their solar potential and propose a plan for going solar on as many as possible. We're also going to expand our marketing efforts to large companies, not just to do more commercial on large commercial sites, but we've also found that working with some of the larger employers in our area, that we can get to their employers by working through them. We've definitely found out that once people begin to share their stories about their photovoltaic system or their solar hot water system, that the idea catches on and more gets done. And as you all know in the campaign business, there's nothing better than personal communication and one-on-one stories to get people to act. So I just mostly wanted to say thank you. Thank you for giving me the initial bit of money to get this going. I think your investment will pay significant dividends as we move forward in the future. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there anyone to sign up to testify on this?
No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to address this issue? This emergency, please call the vote.
Adams?
Thank you.
Aye. Leonard?
Great work. Thanks. Aye.
Saltzman?
Very good work. I hope my system will be one of the, my system will be the 110th before the end of the year.
What system?
My solar hot water system, which.
At your house?
That's my plan, yes.
Wow, you have hot water? That's great.
Aye.
I can't afford hot water.
Potter.
Now, Susan, actually, I'm interested in that as well.
All right, we'll sign you.
I would challenge all of us sitting up here to think about that. But, you know, I'm probably a lot of citizens listening to this would be interested. Who would they call, or is there a website they could go to for more information?
They can go to our website at sustainableportland.org, and from there be able to get a lot of great information on tax credits and incentives and who the contractors are that are out there.
So how much does it cost? I'm sorry, this year voting, aren't you?
No, but...
Well, go ahead, though.
How much does it cost?
So right now, the amazing thing is that for a business, there's about 70 to 80% tax credits that are out there, a mix of federal, state, and local incentives from the Energy Trust. For a residential hot water system, the end cost is about $2,500 to $3,000. And depending on how many people, if you invite a lot of friends over to your house, then you'll use all that. If you have three kids like me, you can pay that off pretty quick.
I don't have any friends.
I'll come over and we'll use up a lot of hot water.
Okay.
I vote aye.
Thank you.
I kind of got lost in that conversation.
Sorry.
Just trying to visualize some of that. But.
Yeah. All right.
I was intrigued that Commissioner Saltzman is getting
a it's a great program. And certainly there are a lot of good incentives. I would hope a lot of citizens and businesses apply for it. Please read.
You're always welcome.
Please read 1283.
Accept a donation of $1 million from TMT Development Company, Inc. for the development of South Park Block 5.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. This is pretty straightforward. Thanks to the generosity of Tom Moyer and TMT Development, we have before us an ordinance accepting $1 million to be used for the cost of South Park Block 5. Just so people are clear, this is not the private donation that was discussed in this year's budget process. It truly is testament to Mr. Moyer's civic philanthropy that he was willing to forego the naming rights to this park so that the Parks Foundation could pursue a private donor and accomplish the world-class vision for the park. A private donor has emerged. As you recall from last year's budget process, both the PDC and our general fund will be matching the private donor's donation. So I urge support for this donation. I don't even think Allison needs to say anything.
Thank you for having me. I'm Allison Rouse with the Parks Department and here to answer any questions you may have about the ordinances.
Didn't Mr. Moyer also donate the land above the park?
He did indeed. That donation is valued somewhere between $6 and $7 million.
Is there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
It's an emergency. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Thank you, Mr. Moyer, and the entire team at the TMT Development Company. Aye.
Leonard?
Yes, thank you. Tom is a true standout citizen of Portland, and this really is a testament to his work for Portlanders. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
I think Portland is Portland because of folks like Tom Moyer and his philanthropy. It's not the first time, and it probably won't be the last time, but I'd like to thank him and the Parks Bureau. I vote aye. He's called 1284.
Amend contract with Zimmer Gunsel Frasca Architects, LLP, for design services for the three downtown parks project.
Mr. Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. The design of South Park Block 5 has evolved as citizen input as well as bureau input has been sought. One of the key design issues that has emerged from this input is the right-of-way around South Park Block 5, O'Brien Square, and all the way to Burnside. This amendment will allow Zimmer Gunsel Frasca to perform the important work of conceptual design, a feasibility study, and final design for the upgraded right-of-way around South Park Block 5. PDC is providing the funding through an IGA with Portland Parks and Recreation. I urge support.
Questions? Anyone sign up to testify?
No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify to this matter? Emergency, please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 1285. Actually, it's a second reading, but read it and then we'll.
Authorize an agreement with Police Activities League to provide payment for operational support to youth programs.
Call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Recessed until 2 p.m. Thursday. Yeah, I was thinking that, listening to Chertoff.